Well, today's a day to celebrate as tremendous gifts are being given to Denver Lee Stedman today. We're thankful for the Lord's promises in baptism. First off, it's important to recognize where baptism comes from. It was instituted by Jesus himself, not the church, Jesus himself. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, Jesus said these words, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And then also in Mark, the end of Mark, Mark chapter 16, verse 16, these words are spoken about baptism. "Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved." And in 1 Peter, we also have this promise, "Baptism now saves you." And so, first off, to begin, Denver, I'm going to mark you with the sign of the cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart. I won't touch you. To mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. All right, now some questions for our sponsors. Had a chance to talk to Chris and Kristen right before service. The idea of sponsorship is not that you're signing any legal documents, but actually it's more important than that. Because what you're doing is you're saying you're going to support Denver in his growth as a Christian and that you're pledging your prayers in his journey with Jesus. So if you're willing to do that, then answer yes with the help of God. Yes. Excellent. Now to the congregation, hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Jesus took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us bow our heads and share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now some questions to be shared, and the answers to these questions are basically affirming what the Christian church teaches as found in the Apostles' Creed. And I would just invite parents, sponsors, and congregation to answer yes to these questions. First question, do you renounce the devil?
Yes.
Do you renounce all the devil's works? Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes.
And do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes.
Excellent. My voice is going out already. Oh. Let's baptize Denver. Denver Lee Stedman, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Awesome. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were ripped open, and you said, "This is my beloved Son." And Lord, we thank you that that is exactly what has happened at this moment, too, that the heavens have opened, and you have let Denver in. Lord, hold him tightly. Lord, encourage these parents and sponsors and all of us to be there in those critical moments to care for Denver, to nurture him in the Christian faith. And Lord, it's with your help that we're able to do this. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And just a couple things for you that you can hold on to. One, this might be helpful, actually, a cloth to clean them up. And here in our church, we share a candle. The Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world, that a light so strong that darkness cannot overcome it. You may want to light this candle on this date each year to remember Denver's baptism, May 8th. So we'll give that to you, and you can blow that out before you go back to your seat. And then we have a baptismal certificate for you as well. Yeah, God's blessings. You may go back to your seat.